But first, we turn to the latest development in the ongoing effort to save the Las Vegas Sun. The paper had been poised to go out of business when three of the four owners voted to end the agreement that kept it in business. But now Brian Greenspun has purchased full ownership of the paper and is vowing to keep it in print. Joining us now to discuss what these changes mean is Mary Hausch, who teaches journalism at UNLV. She was also an editor at the Review Journal. Mary Hausch, welcome back to KNPR.
Thank you so much.
So how will the morning newspaper on my front porch be different once this goes through?
Well, what will be different, maybe the third section of the morning paper on the porch, the Las Vegas Sun. I have to admire Brian for what he's doing. He's putting his money where his mouth is. This is a significant challenge, and I'm not sure how he's going to make it work, but he's sure going to try.
Yeah, how does this deal change the media landscape in Las Vegas?
Well, the first thing it does is ends talks about dissolving the JOA and eliminating the Sun. Many people, including myself, thought that the Sun as a print product would be gone by the end of the year, and Brian has assured that his father's legacy will continue by buying out his siblings and giving his sister one aspect of the business that he apparently didn't want anymore.
Both papers have seen some pretty big cuts in recent years, but the Sun is relying more and more on articles written for other Greenspun publications and stories from big papers like the LA Times and the New York Times. Do these two newspapers, the Sun and the RJ, really compete to bring news to readers?
In print, they don't. Online, they might compete. The Sun has a whole online component of breaking news that the print readers don't see. I've had students do internships there whose bylines rarely appear in the paper, but every day they're doing, you know, hardcore breaking journalism. One thing this will help is to stem the tide of reporters at the Sun looking for other jobs. People were shocked a couple months ago when one of their top writers, Rick Velotta, abandoned ship and moved over to the RJ. Their education reporter is leaving the paper shortly, and people have really been looking for other jobs, thinking the Sun had no future. So that should stop.
Yeah. So what about Brian Greenspun in this? I mean, this is, it sounds, from what you're saying, sounds like a pretty big risk for Brian Greenspun. Could he bleed a lot of money doing this?
I think it's a huge risk, and as I said, I admire his determination that he's trying to do it. Not many people are investing in print media, and as the articles in the Sun stressed this morning, they are the locally owned newspaper. The Review Journal is owned out of a company in Arkansas and takes their profits back to Arkansas. So you have to give Brian credit for trying to make this work. He's innovative, and not everything he does works. It's also interesting that at this time he's doing this, he's still trying to get a license to have a marijuana dispensary in the valley.
We're living in a world where you can turn any which way and find blogs, commentary websites, things that deal with local and national issues. So I guess in this era, do we really need two printed voices in the valley?
You know, I think every community needs more than one voice in the community. That you don't get all the news if you're only getting it from one source. And reporters need competition. They thrive on it. I think there's plenty of stories that aren't being told. The Sun could create a real place for itself by doing in-depth things, the kind of story that won them the Pulitzer Prize in 2009, the kind of story that Lawrence Maurer did at the RJ on shooting by Metro Police.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of in-depth project journalism that the Sun could do, and perhaps that's the direction they'll go in.
In 20 seconds or so, Brian Greenspun now owns the Sun outright. What would you advise him to do now to improve the paper?
Well, first off, I'd work on staff morale and convincing people to stay the course, and he probably did that with his announcement yesterday. And then I think a lot of brainstorming has got to go on what can set us apart, what will make people pick up the print thing.
Make people
pick
it up again, yeah. Mary Hausch teaches journalism at UNLV. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Can I add one thing?
Well, Mary, forgive me. Unfortunately, we don't have time, I'm afraid, but we'll talk again soon. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.